Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 141. In this show, we're going to be talking about AI. We've got some plugins and other stuff that's coming on our radar that will help you build your membership and community website. Should be a great show. I've got my great co-host that I've almost given a heart attack to already. Kirk, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Sure thing, Jonathan. My name is Kurt Von Annen. I own a company called Manana Nomas, and we work directly with the great team over at WP Tonic as well.
That's fantastic. It should be a great show. We've got a ton of plugins and other stuff to share with you. But before we go into the meat and potatoes, we got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. I also want to point out we've got a fantastic course done by Kirk himself. It really shows you how to build a modern membership or community website from beginning to end. It's normally around $50, but if you go to this ULR, you can get it for half price, around $29. Also, if you do buy the course, you will get a coupon code sent to you that will knock off 50% off your first year's hosting with WP Tonic, where you get Vulture hosting with a library of pro plugins, fully licensed, and a ton of other stuff. It's a great offer. So all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals, and get this great offer and get your membership website running ASP. So I think we go straight into it, really. We both like AI. It's a great tool. Some people are a bit over the top, but I use a lot of it. You use a lot of it. So let's start with a couple of page builders. We've discussed them before, but I think you really like one. Well, you like both. I haven't got that much experience with the second one. You've got a lot more, but I like the first one and I've got a bit of experience with it, and that's Cadence WP. Yeah. What do you think how Cadence has utilized AI? And I think they've done a pretty good job, but what do you think?
I think it's like super important to stress that it's a great first draft of a website. Like it's not spit and polish ready to go, but it's a great first draft of a website. And to me, it's like, it's the missing link, right? So earlier, going back, you know, a couple of years ago, maybe, you know, you might throw in Cadence and then you'd add the starter sites and then you'd try to give a customer the opportunity to start with some kind of a starter template. But like that starter template, like one of the famous ones is the lady that's doing the downward facing dog doing the yoga thing, right? So here's the yoga template. Well, the thing is the customers might like the yoga template, but customers don't have, generally speaking, that mental ability to be like, well, what's that going to look like with a coffee shop in that picture instead of a girl doing yoga? It's like the template was there and the format was there, but people had a hard time imagining what it would be with their content. The AI builder in Cadence allows them to put in information about their project specific to their project, then pick pictures that go into that project, and then pick colors and a format. And together it puts it all together as a first draft, where the creator isn't having to like rethink the wheel the whole way. It just comes out and it's ready to go for them in their genre, in their niche, however you want to phrase that. But it works really, really well.
Yeah, I think it's great. And they've done a really nice job with the interface. They've got a lot of AI integration with WooCommerce.
Yeah.
You get the full setup if you host with WP Tonic. That's their top of the line product, but they do offer a ton of value, don't they?
Well, I don't think this one can be overplayed. I'm not one of these people that's going to say zippity bam boom, 10 minutes, you got a website ready for showtime. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is this is an AI tool that is reasonable, does what it promises, and gives you a really good first draft and gets you going.
And it's getting over that first hurdle, isn't it?
It's breaking that writer's block or that designer's block. And what I really like about it is a lot of times when in the past, when you were looking at a starter site, it was all blue or it was red with orange stripes or it was whatever. But it, like picturing with your color or your branding on it was very difficult for people. But now you can go through the process and you can say, I want this format with these colors. And whoosh, there it goes.
Yeah, on to the next one, which is ZipWP. I haven't used it, but got some great reports from a lot of people and you know a lot about it. So you take over, Kirk. What do you see as its strengths, and does it excel in maybe an area where Cadence doesn't? You know, I know I haven't used it.
The way that I've used ZipWP is a little bit different. It's important to stress ZipWP is an independent thing. You can go to ZipWP and use ZipWP. Boom. I've used it in conjunction with Astra. I'm an Astra Pro user. And so with Astra, it's a similar setup as Cadence, where you're going to say, hey, I want to do a starter site. And it's going to say, do you want to build that site with AI or do you want to use one of our pre-existing, you know, legacy starter templates? And so you select the AI tool and it starts to go through the process. But then pretty soon it says, hey, you got to sign in to ZipWP to make this thing work. Like the Cadence experience, it's going to give you all of that experience. You put in the information about your project. I think it's up to 3,000 characters you can put in to type in as a description. Then you pick pictures or upload your own. You pick the format. You pick the colors. Boom, it makes you that first run of a website. Now, what I really, really like about that process is, and this is where they've fallen under fire, actually. This is kind of controversial. I've seen some people raising a little bit of a stink on X. They'll say, oh, it's force feeding extra plugins on you during the process because it's going to offer you Shortcart. It's going to offer you auto. It's going to offer you Shore Forms, things like that. But you get the option to check them off or check them on, right? You could say, no, I don't want these or no, I do want these. So what I like about it is for certain users, for certain creators, that's kind of convenient. Click them, install them, good to go. In my agency, it doesn't make sense because I use a different form tool. And I'm not always looking for a Shortcart setup, especially if I'm going to put in Lifter LMS and do the e-commerce through Lifter's native payment gateway. So there's things I'm not going to want, but you get the option to deselect whatever you don't want. That's one thing. The thing I really like about ZipWP is it's not just locked into that experience alone. If you opt to have ZipWP as a subscription, an additional subscription to like build multiple sites with, it's its own independent dashboard and library of sites that you've created. And you can actually go through there as an agency and create different templates or projects that you can repeat off of, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I don't see any problem about them suggesting plugins that they, as long as they give you the option not to install them or not really. I don't really see what the problem is really.
Now, one thing I want to kind of point out, because there's a difference fundamentally with the two, right? With the Cadence setup and with the ZipWP through Astra setup. And that is, I think Cadence goes one step further and gives you kind of that first step or that little baby step towards search engine optimization. Like, you know, hey, what are the keywords that you're after and things like that? Whereas I haven't seen that in the ZipWP process yet. Maybe it's on the roadmap. Maybe I just didn't see it yet. But it seemed like Cadence was addressing that one extra step that I wasn't getting in the Astra experience.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think that's okay, isn't it? Yeah. I think for a local business, like we know, you know, that might help a bit if you've got a local business and you're talking about local SEO. But getting your Google business page and getting that linked to your website is probably even more important.
Yeah.
And doing, you know, getting on some like the Chamber or some local listings that have a bit of local juice and getting that pointed to your website, your local website's probably going to help a bit more, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
I think so. I've been a big fan of the Chamber. I think it depends on where you live. Like when I was in California, the Chamber in my little town wasn't doing much of anything. But then when you move to Kansas, it's like big fish, little pond. So I think where you're at has a lot to do with the strength of those associations.
Yeah, I think it varies from town, city, because it's, you know, yeah. On to another one, you know, another plugin that we really like, and they've added some AI magic, and that's Fluent Forms. I don't know, do they, I didn't quantify this before we went on live, that is the AI, do you know if it's offered on the free version of Fluent, or are we just talking about the pro?
That's a super good question. I mean, I guess during the show, I could do a quick install on a test site.
No,
I've seen it on the pro version, but I haven't used the free version in a while.
We don't actually know, folks. I would imagine, but I'm only surmising this, folks. So don't hold it against us that it's only on the pro version. And we use it, we offer it as part of our hosting package. Yeah. At all. And you know, especially with a membership or some larger, you know, you're building e-commerce or membership, you're probably going to build more forms than normal as part of the process and ongoing process. And I thought the way they had done it was quite impressive, really. And if you are building out a lot of forms and you might be doing a bit more of that on a membership website, I think it can be quite helpful. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm still struggling a little bit with this one with Fluent Forms, to be honest with you, Jonathan. I may have gotten distracted from the question you actually asked me. As you're asking the question, I was thinking, like, I love Fluent Forms. I think it's great. We use Fluent Forms with a ton of clients. I use them here at Manana Nomas. You use them at WP Tonic. This is just one of those things where I think they just forced. They forced AI in because I think they thought they had to. Fluent Forms, once you get used to it and acclimated to its system, it is so easy to build a form that the idea that I have to go to AI to help me build a form in a tool that's already like superior in the market, I'm confused as to why they added it. But it does have an interesting like ChatGPT, you know, connection where you click ChatGPT to import something from it. And I just still don't see the sense of it.
Yeah, I think it just depends if you're building some complicated forms, you know, which you might probably look at Gravity if you're doing cast. But I think Fluent, you can use Fluent, and I think Fluent, and if it's quite a large form, having this AI functionality probably would help. But on the other hand, I'm not going to overemphasize it. If you're just doing your kind of normal level of form, you probably. It's not going to make a big difference. And they've got a load of templates, haven't they? Form templates and that, haven't they?
They do have a decent selection of templates. And then, of course, you can customize each of those as you implement them. But I'm curious because you did the same thing that I do. And I'm interested to know where this comes from. You were like, well, if I had to build something that was, you know, really big or really whatever, maybe I'd go with Gravity, but, you know, with Fluent. And I think it's interesting that every time we want to do something deep or something like maybe that has conditional logic attached to it or something like that, we tend to instantly go towards the Gravity route instead of figuring out a way to do it with Fluent. So maybe that's part of the reason they expanded with this AI thing to give us a chance to really...
Well, that's really more about Gravity's enormous library of internal and external third-party plugins that extends Gravity, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I've got, so It's but most things for most clients, they'll be able to use Fluent Forms. And I think the free and the pro version offer an enormous amount of value for what you're paying. And I think it's, apart from these more kind of custom solutions, I personally think it's the best value in the market
myself. Yeah, I'm super happy with Fluent.
Right, I'm on this one. I'm quite excited about this. I didn't know they had done it myself, actually. We've got a couple of websites that we host, and we provide this as part of our bundle as well. And it's TranslatePress. They used to offer either Google or DeepL, and we suggest client set up with DeepL. But they brought out this AI translation, and they recommend it. I don't know what the token levels are. It depends. We've got the full version, but I would imagine you get so many tokens, and then you have to buy some from them, which is similar to DeepL. But I was looking up their help documentation, and they are now recommending that you use their solution with AI rather than DeepL. What do you reckon about this?
Oh, Jonathan, I see the commercials for the people with like the ear pods that translate, you know, and I have heard firsthand that those work exceedingly well. And so it makes me think, well, maybe this is it. Maybe we've gotten there. This is one of those promises AI made 2 years ago in my mind that I was like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. And it's here. So, you know, I think, I don't know if I would take an existing project and convert it over just yet, you know, especially with someone that has a lot of international use. But for a new project, it might be good to go, hey, let's fire this up this time, and let's use the AI tool, and let's actually measure, you know, how are we getting complaints? You know, does the translation make sense? Things like that. But I tend to think this is one area that AI is really excelling in, is that language barrier.
Yeah, we got a couple. Got one very large client that utilizes TranslatePress, hosts with us, and utilize what we provide, and they've got it set up with DeepL, and they're happy. And I don't see any reason to change really. But if we've got some new clients, and it's a really strong area for WordPress, having multiple translation, and I just really like TranslatePress. I think it's probably going to be a shorter show this week, folks. So I think we're going to go for our middle break, and we will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a feast of AI. Before we go into the second half of the show, I just want to point out that we've got a great free resource, and that's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. Just go over to Facebook, just join for free, just put into search the Membership Machine Show Facebook group, and you can join for free, and if you've got any additional questions, you can ask them there. So it's a great resource. On to the next. I was quite impressed with this one, Better Docs. You know, this is going to sound like an advert for WP Tony, because we offered this as part of our hosting package. And I didn't choose these because we provide them, but a lot of them we do. But Better Docs, you know, it basically helps you to provide support documentation, and a lot it does. Having really spending a bit of time on your support documentation and answering questions. And it really does kind of reduce churn. And if you're looking for a really good WordPress solution, Better Docs is a really great solution. And also they provide, as an additional service, you got to pay like $9 a month. AI will index all the documentation on your website. I think it's all the documentation, not only Better Docs, but I might be wrong there. And they provide a chatbot that will answer any questions. But that's an additional charge, like I say, of $9. But in general, I was quite impressed what they're doing with AI. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Better Docs to me is one of those, it's one of those ones where you need to have content. And so whenever we talk about these kinds of things on an episode, I always want to stress to people, like when you see Better Docs and you've got like two PowerPoints and a couple of PDFs, that's you're not a candidate for Better Docs. I mean, you're not.
No, I was talking about more a membership website.
Exactly.
And you know that you've got to produce some support documentation.
Yeah. And when you get into that territory, the AI feature that does like the document review, document summaries, that to me is nearly invaluable. I want to take you back, Jonathan, to when I worked corporately. I worked for I was the publication and training manager at a large company, and I was in charge of all the service manuals and the owner's manuals and everything for just hundreds of items. And the idea that, you know, now in this world of AI, you're able to just, you know, click on something and get a summary of it and go, is this the right one? Before I send this to a customer, is this the right one? Is it the right link? Is it the right whatever? What a good tool. It's awesome.
Yeah, give it a thumbs up, folks. Yeah. Really quite impressed the way they're using AI. Better Docs, great plugin. We use it at WP Tonic. We offer it as part of our hosting package. You're going to be delighted with it. On to a slightly more controversial one, but I do like what they've done, actually. LearnDash. So, obviously, it's in two parts. You can import a video playlist. I'm not sure. Is it YouTube or is it only Vimeo and Whistler? I can't remember there.
I think it does YouTube too.
Yeah. Doesn't do Bunny.net, but most of them don't. And you can build out courses and lessons, the structure. And that, as we know, Kirk, that's very time consuming. And I was quite impressed with that little feature of LearnDash. I didn't realize they had done that until I did my research for this show. There are only two small elements, but I think they're quite useful.
Well, they're great on breaking the ice, right? Or some people think it's really tedious to go in and use the course builder to be like, this is my section name, this is my three lessons, here's my next section, the next four lessons. And to be honest with you, for me, that's like typing out an outline. I mean, it goes pretty easy for someone in my communication style, right? But I know other people really struggle with it. And the idea that you could create this list from a playlist is really kind of cool. I kind of worry, just me being a worrywart that I am, you put in a link to a playlist that's not yours. You're basically creating a syllabus or a curriculum off of someone else's content. And to be clear,
I'm not suggesting that.
Yeah, to be clear, it's not taking the content. It's just taking the titles of the videos. And so it says, you know, here's the course, here's the section, here's the list of titles that went to those videos. But that gives you that head start. So now you can click into any of those lessons to edit those lessons directly and add the content that you want.
Yeah, I thought it was quite useful. But you know, when you look at some of the SaaS solutions, what Kajabi and some of the other SaaS competitors, WordPress, I've been under impressed with the AI elements of these other platforms. It's been okay. But also non-impressive. Am I being a bit unfair there?
I don't think you're being unfair at all in these regards. I think there's so many different ways that they're trying to force AI into something. Like, oh, look, we use AI. We're cool, too. And in so many cases, the AI is not... this deal with LearnDash, to me, it's a total not needed thing. Like, in my mind, the way that my brain works, it's a total not needed thing. But if it saves you, if you already have an existing playlist and you want to convert it into a course, and it's a great head start, save you 45 minutes or so and plugs it right in.
Yeah. Well, I thought, yeah, I see where you're coming from. I'm a little bit more positive about what they provided, a little bit. But I'm not saying it's revolutionary or anything like that.
Now, the creating the course outline from AI is a little bit different because you're not copying from a playlist or worse, someone else's.
Well, that's the one I was really concentrating on.
Yeah, and that one's kind of interesting. I've used AI before to be like, hey, I've got this idea for a course and I need you, you know, meaning the AI, to help me take this existing outline and create, you know, buzzworthy or influential lesson titles, you know, that would get people to take the lesson. And it usually dresses things up and it gives you an outline and then I just copy and paste that over. But this is takes that copy and paste factor out and puts it directly into LearnDash's platform, which is pretty cool.
Right. Are there any other plugins that came on your radar recently that might have an element of AI that you want to discuss? I've got a couple, but I like to give...
There's been some things that... it sounds weird, but I've been playing around a little bit in that Magi system that I talked about. I've been playing around with Grok a ton. But those are standard AI, what do we call these? AI channels, learning large language, right? It's not like it's a tool. It's not like I'm using the AI tools inside these other programs.
Yeah, one that's come on my radar that we've recommended is SEO Press. They've put a bit of AI in where it does the meta description and it gives you recommendation for the titles and that. I think that's useful, and they've sprinkled a bit of other AI functionality. And it's my favorite SEO plugin. I use it myself and I highly recommend it. And I think it's not over the top, the AI that they're using with it.
Yeah.
So I recommend that. And obviously you've got Bertha. We offer that at WP Tonic as well, which it's like chat or Claw, but it's in the actual WordPress interface. I haven't actually looked at that for a while because
it's gotten better.
It has got better, has it?
It's gotten better. Yeah, it went through a period of being clunky, but it's gotten much, much better. It's more fluid now.
Oh, good. Yeah. Another thing that came on my radar is a product called Clear Out. And basically, it's a plugin added to a service and it just stops a lot of the spam for your contact forms. It also identifies if people are putting in not real email addresses to download stuff and that. It's quite useful, actually. That came on my radar as well.
Yeah, outside of the WordPress space, I've been playing around a little bit with vidIQ, helps you clean up your YouTube and helps you with some, you know, AI-derived titles or screenshots or things like that. And then Riverside, which is a podcasting tool, I've been playing with that a little bit and it's been making, you know, like doing the shorts and stuff like that kind of automatically, the snippets. And, it's pretty good quality. It's been cutting things in really appropriate places, kind of like an Opus AI kind of thing. But
yeah, because you recommended that, but yeah, it's difficult to justify both at the same time, isn't it?
if that's the problem is, you know, I do editing in Descript, and Descript makes snippets and cuts too. And so it's like, there's all these things that there's a lot of overlap. And so even if a tool's really great at something, I'm not going to pay an extra $30 a month just because it's cool. Like, you know, not if I'm paying for something else too.
No, because it all gets out of hand, doesn't it? All right. Sorry. I think we wrap it up now. It's a quicker show than normal, folks. But I just wanted to put these plugins and put them to your attention. So, Kirk, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, I'm available at mananonomas.com for anything that's business. And if you want to make a connection through LinkedIn, I'm the only Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn. So when you find me, you know you got me. It makes it easy.
Yep. And if you're looking to build your membership or community website on WordPress, I truly would love you to have a look at what WP Tonic's got to offer. We've got some fantastic speed and security, plus we offer a library of some of the best WordPress technology, fully licensed. Plus, we've got a great team at WP Tonic, and you'll get great support and a white glove experience. So go and have a look at what we've got to offer. If you found this show also useful and you're listening on your phone in iTunes or Spotify, why don't you think about leaving us a review? Both me and Kirk would be really appreciative. It would then mean that probably more new people will see our podcast and join us and listen. And that's great for us and for you, because it encourages us to make more of these podcasts. We'll see you next week, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.